This month marks three big days for our 17-year-old. His high school graduation, his first day of college, and the one that makes the first two remarkable, the one-year anniversary of his sobriety. Maybe not the event every parent dreams of, but on this issue, my wife and I take our son's lead. He is proud and open about what he's been through and where he is now. He wears person in recovery as a positive identity, not a stigma. And so he should. His life had spiraled from occasional to uncontrolled, uncontrollable drug use. No counselling, programme, consequence, restriction or rule made a dent. Our greatest hope at that point was that he wouldn't end up in hospital, prison or the morgue. Then one day he decided, his decision, to go to a 60-day residential programme. I don't know why recovery has stuck for him so far, when it doesn't for so many. I also don't understand the Russian roulette of addiction. Why some teens can use in moderation and grow up to tell stories about their wild years, while others, with or without support, will die. But I do know that it's not about character or willpower, it's a disease, and I've learned too to cut myself and others a break. If I blame myself for his use or take credit for his current sobriety, I'd also be passing judgment on all the other parents that I've sat in groups with, committed, caring people, willing to do anything, yet learning that the one thing we can't do is fix this for our kids. So a year later, here I am, deeply grateful to those who have fumbled through the darkness with us, the ones I know, counsellors, parents, and most of all other teens, and those I don't know, who sat with my son in his hardest times and who he has helped in return. So I'll spend less time analysing and more noticing the grace and kindness of strangers in my community. And I'll do what my son has taught me every day, take a moment of silence for all the addicts still suffering and the people who love them. With a perspective, I'm Paula Morris.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.